Hello. Welcome. Today, we will go on a journey that will help us to find our calling, to help us to find within our heart what we truly want to do, without expectations or pressure. Just feel and just see what's coming up. So join me, prepare to journey. Take a comfortable position, lie down or sit down, and then you take a deep breath in and out, allowing all the tension to go with your breath out of your body, in and out. And we will call on Otorongo, Mother Sister Jaguar, to take us on a journey, leaving our physical body behind and only taking our energetic body on a journey. Standing on this wide plain, calling on Otorongo, Mother Sister Jaguar, come. Take me on a journey. And you see the jaguar coming out of the mist, looking at you with his cat's eyes. Come, climb on my back. And you climb on the jaguar's back, feeling the soft fur between your fingers and the strong muscles as she starts running. Over this wide plain, she's taking you, running, taking you away from your physical body, which is safely in your home where you left it. You feel the wind on your face, your hair, and you're so safe, going further and further away. Otorongo knows the way to these old trees. She knows the way to your own tree of life that is anchored here on Mother Earth. And you see the trees appearing, drawing closer. Jaguar runs into this forest of trees, directly to your own tree, and she stops. You get off her back. She sits down next to your tree of life, watching you as you put your arms around your tree. The tree absorbs you. And you become one. And you get really cleansed by your own tree, energized. Feel the tree is pulling you up, going up, up, up on your tree, higher and higher, into the branches of your tree. And this beam of light going out of your tree directly up, up into the skies, into the universe, going up, taking you really high. passing the upper worlds. The different upper worlds first. The world of the stones, then the world of the plants, the world of the animals, the world of our ancestors, and higher, going by the Milky Way, galaxies, higher and higher. And you reach the fifth dimension. The place of the soul families, the light beings, the crystalline cities. And you see this group of light beings. And as you go closer, you feel the connection touching your heart. And you feel their love holding you suddenly. It's your soul family. This is the place you come from, and you will go back when whatever your task on this earth is in that life is done. But it's not now. Now is just the moment to remember. To remember that you're part of this family. Feel how their unconditional love is holding you, brushing you, like wings of a butterfly. They will help you to remember. You follow them around these crystals. And you see this beautiful garden. And in this dimension, you will first have this cleansing. It's like a little waterfall, a crystalline liquid. Running down these crystals, and you stand right under it, and everything gets washed off. What's not serving you? What's in your way to find what truly makes you happy? Feel this energy rinsing old thoughts, old patterns, expectations. Everything gets washed off your energetic body. You feel fresh and you feel full of energy, and then you make your way into that garden. Follow that little path and you choose the crystal which is yours. Look around the different crystals: blue, red, orange, clear, and you know which one is yours. You go closer, you kneel down, touch it, allow your hands to connect to your crystal, and it's like a magnet. The energy connects to yours, and you feel the energy running through your body like lightning. And as you're connected, allow images to come up. What makes me happy? What is my heart's desire to do? Thank you. and feel with your heart, with your body. Maybe you have an image. Maybe you just know. And remember, the true calling of that crystal, you see a symbol, maybe an object, materializing in your hand to help you remember, to find your calling, to follow your heart. You let go of the crystal and you just look into the object in your hand. What is it? Is it a symbol? Is it a tool? And you keep it. And you get up. And you feel this joy of knowing you receive something so sacred, only for you, only for your path to remember, connecting you to this fifth dimension where everything is energy, everything is light, everything is love. And your soul family accompanies your back. The entrance of this fifth dimension. You thank them, you say goodbye, knowing you can come back anytime if you need advice, if you need connection. And you allow yourself to go back on this beam of light which will take you down. Gently going down, passing all these beautiful stars, the galaxies, the Milky Way, passing the world of the ancestors, of the animals, of the plants, of the stone world, and going down. Back to your tree of life, reaching the branches, allowing the tree to absorb you one more time, and going down, down your own tree of life, going down again, sliding out of the tree, looking up. See how big and strong your tree of life is. That's you also, a symbol for you. And you feel Otorongo, her head touching your leg, inviting you back. Come here, come back with me. And you climb her back, hold on to her fur, feel the soft fur between your fingers. And she starts running again, out of this forest, over this white plain. And one more time, you enjoy the ride on the Jaguar, the one who can cross the rainbow bridges, taking you from this world to the other world. And now she's taking you back. And finally, you reach the place where you've met her. Get off her back. Thank you, Otorongo. Watch her disappearing into the mist. And then you allow your energetic body to go back into your physical body, informing your physical body of the experience, informing every cell of the symbol. You place your hands with the symbol on your heart. Even if you have not seen it clearly, your soul knows what it is, and you place it into your physical heart chakra, allowing your body to absorb the symbol, the knowledge, informing every cell of your body of your calling. And if you have a sacred object or your mesa, blow the symbol, blow the knowledge, blow your calling into this object, the mesa, so it will carry it for you. Even if it's not clear yet, it will become clearer. You will materialize that. You will follow your heart, what is truly calling you, what is important for you, because only you know. You can walk your path. And then you come back. Back to your body. Back to your room. Start moving your fingers and your toes and stretch. And then you come fully back. Fully back. Take a deep breath in again and out. Walk in beauty.